Oh, I wanted to say this before we start the warm-up.
Even though it's kind of part of it, go ahead.
Yeah, it is part of it. Editing the last one, we did it. It's probably never going to happen again, but we did it.
We did what?
We legitimately started recording and collapsing at the exact same time that I didn't have to do anything.
That's beautiful.
I literally was like...
Because you know why? Because not only did we count the clap sync, we counted the record as well, which we never do.
Which we didn't do this time.
It might be off by a single second.
It's a strong single second. Because like, what I do is like, I put them up and like, I start like getting other stuff ready. And I listen to it and like always like just the first 3 seconds just to hear how far ahead one person is than the other. And it literally was like, okay. And 3, 2, 1, and I heard them both go shh. I was like, huh? I was like, it happened. We did it. We peaked.
I just want to let you know that it's the little things like that you need to appreciate.
I greatly do.
Like the
I
buttery really taste of this Pinot Noir. Soft, smooth. Prophecy Wines, please sponsor us. Your wines are delicious.
Are you asking for a sponsorship for Burnt Out or for you?
Listen, if I can just get more of this and pay less for it, I'll take it.
Exactly, that's what I meant. I'm like, do you want Burnt Out to make money or do they want you want them to ship specifically to your home a box of those?
I will literally put in our backgrounds from now on a bottle of Prophecy Wine hiding in the background somewhere.
But you got to realize this is a warm up, so they're not going to hear this for at least a minimum of 5 months if they want to hear it on YouTube, or unless for some reason some dude from Patriot Wines is like, oh, I'm part of their Patreon, I get to hear it. Ooh,
I'm just saying they'll never sponsor us. We're more likely to be sponsored by something else completely different. But
we're sponsored by Sunny D.
You get me through
both fatherhood. Are failing.
Sunny D,
we're both irrelevant.
Wait, hold on.
So let's sponsor each other.
Is Sunny D still like making juice or fake juice?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna Google this because
does Sunny D still make fake juice?
Let me tell you something. Since I was a kid, I know you're not gonna like this. I fucked with Sunny D. I used to tell people Sunny D is my favorite drink.
Boy, that's when that strawberry Sunny D came out. Oh
no, I mean orange. I mean medicine orange.
Oh, no, of course we all drink that stuff. That was refreshing. But I'm saying that strawberry one came out, and I was like, a whole new world.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something, and you're going to be like, this is how you judge if it's still... I know they're making juice still for one reason. They have an active Twitter account. Their last post was 7 hours ago.
I mean,
and it's verified. It's them.
That's not really saying much. I mean, there's still one blockbuster.
Dude, no, never mind. Let me read you their thing, because the last thing gets me. I don't know why. Since 1963, we have brought you the tastiest, most boldly unique orange drink on the planet.
Orange
Not
drink.
Orange juice, an orange drink. And a one-of-a-kind flavor for a one-of-a-kind you. Hashtag Sunny D Gang. Gang gang. They don't have the extra gang gang, but I threw that in there. If you want to be part of the Sunny D gang gang. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I know you had something you wanted to talk about. And if anything, save it, hold it, and we could talk about this in the main episode, okay?
Sure.
You know why?
Why?
So, I don't know. I know you don't use Twitter. So, when you go on Twitter and go onto someone's account, it always tells you, like, who to follow. Like, they give you suggestions and stuff like that.
What, there's a link to Ronald McDonald?
No, there's Moon Pie, there's Pop-Tarts, and there's Kool-Aid. The thing you need to know is you're at whatever, so like for me, quick plug, at Ryder Rosado, you can't change that really. You can, but it's not the main thing. There's a name people like to change a lot, because the reason you don't change your at, because that's how people find you. But your name on top, you can change to whatever, it doesn't matter as much. And for the Kool-Aid one, their new campaign is the Kool-Aid Man is missing, because their name is Kool-Aid Man is missing. And all I can think about is we have to find him. You and me have to be the ones. And they have no tweets. Oh, my God. They went dedicated, man. They deleted his entire tweet history because technically he's missing.
But his history would still be there, would it not?
No. He's gone, man. It's scrubbed clean. Look. Nope. Oh, wait. Oh, they're smart. They hid it. It's not under his tweets, but if you go to tweets and replies, you could see his old one. Like, if you've seen the Kool-Aid Man, please let us know. He was last seen in Santa Monica and joined the sunny and sandy day. But who knows where he is now? He's dead. Wow, this is poorly timed. Where is he? Go look outside for him. They don't know about the pandemic.
I don't know. Is this like a marketing campaign? Is this like a
thing? Yeah, it's 100% of marketing.
I need to like scan my purchases of Kool-Aid Man and help me find the clues.
Yeah, it is. But you know what I just now, you know what's even funnier? And we're gonna play a game, Oscar. This is what this warm-up's gonna be.
Oh, good Lord.
It's a new game show called Who Are They Following? With a lot of big celebrities and especially branded accounts, they follow a very few amount of people because a lot of people who follow a lot of people either are fans of them, of course, or use it as a way to gain followings. And once you have a massive following, you don't need to do that. So they always limit it down to the amount of people they care about.
Kool-Aid I'm going to pretend I'm following you right now.
Good. Because Kool-Aid Man is following 7 people. I want you to just try to figure out 2.
Just give me a sec.
2.
Kool-Aid Man is following 2 people.
No, he's following 7.
Oh, 7
I
people.
Want you to at least guess 2 of them. I'll give you 3 guesses each. So if you get 1, I'll reset the number to give you a new 3. If you don't guess it on 3, I'll give you 1.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like irrelevant things.
I can give you hints too. You get 1 hint per guess.
Is it Dunkaroos?
Dunkaroos.
Those are making a comeback.
No, it is not Dunkaroos. Do you want a hint?
Dunkaroos are coming back, by the way. I'm so excited.
Wait, for real?
Oh, hell yeah. It's just graham crackers dipped in frosting. It's so good.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right. Do you want a hint?
Yeah, sure.
Pop.
For the Rice Krispie elves?
No, that's 2. Do you want another hint?
Pop.
I could give you another hint.
Wait, do you use pop for soda or do you call soda soda?
I call soda soda.
Okay, I was say, like, man, if you're starting to call it pop, you need to get out of New York.
No. It's always soda. Like I said, I'll give you a hint.
Okay, go ahead.
Figure.
Pop figure. I don't know, Michael Jackson?
And that was all 3 strikes. First, they're following Funko, the makers of pop figures.
Oh, I'm trying. Bro, my mind is in the 90s right now.
I know. Next, they're following Mr. Peanut, whose current account be- Oh my god, my mic almost fell. That's why I said it like a scream. It almost fell on my face.
Mr. Peanut!
No, and currently Mr. Peanut's going through his baby nut campaign, which is like the Baby Yoda version of Mr. Peanut. Whistle Sports, don't know who the fuck they are. Rolling Stone, Dr. Suede, the remix god, Blasting, and of course, Little John.
I'm so confused.
Oh yeah, this is all the people Sunny D is following.
I thought it was Kool-Aid Man.
I mean, Kool-Aid Man it was. I don't even know who Sunny D is following. Let me see. How many followers does Sunny... How many people...
Who cares? Sunny D that's where they failed. Sunny D doesn't have a mascot. You need a mascot.
I thought their D was... they're following 288 people. Oh, my God.
The D is just vitamin D. It's not a mascot.
They're following Katy Perry. And Stephen King. What are you trying to prove? Sunny D.
On behalf of Burnt Out Coffee, that's what this is. We're brought to you by Twitter.
Well, this is a warm-up, so the warm-up section is brought to you by Twitter. Please follow us there. Currently, I don't know if anyone is. It's like I run our Twitter.
Like your brother, maybe my mom.
You know my brother does not have Twitter.
He has everything else. He has stuff I don't even, never even heard of, so I don't know what he has.
Luis has everything but social media. He does not have any social media. My brother does not do social media. I get it. I get it 100%. Sometimes I'm like, I wish I could, like, I like social media, but a part of me is just like, I wish I could just, like, cut it all off sometimes.
I don't. I love laughing at, like, my ugly friends from high school. They just got uglier. It makes me feel good inside.
Oh, does it?
Because, you know, like, think about, like, oh, all your friends from high school, like, who had them, like, glow ups and all that?
Yeah.
None of them.
I really hope I did. Oh, no,
I'm lying. I'm lying. There is one gal who, like, became a butterfly. She was she was like the caterpillar from A Bug's Life, and she turned into a big, beautiful butterfly. And it's not that she was, like, ugly before, but, like, she was just very awkward and just didn't have a lot of confidence in herself. And now she's just, like, boom, personality, like, complete transformation.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But then the rest of them kind of just became huge in teachers.
There's nothing bad. Everyone follows their own path.
Yeah, it's true.
We all become huge teachers one day. We're almost there, Oscar.
No, I can't be a teacher. As part of this pandemic and me homeschooling, I realized I support my teachers from now on. I'm going to go to parent-teacher conferences. I'm going to help in all the charities and donations. I'm glad you finally realized
how hard they work.
Oh, yeah. No. Because, like, I couldn't stand them for 10 minutes. I could imagine his teachers, like, standing up for 8 hours a day,
and
5 days a week.
They don't even love him. They're not his kid. They're not like, you're not my kid. So I don't have that innate, I automatically love you no matter what kind of thing. So.
Yeah, it's true. I'm supposed to love him, and I'm having trouble.
And I think that's the perfect place to end the warm-up. Does Oscar love his kid? Tune in next time to find out.
Maybe.
I really hope he hears this. Like, a few years down the road, he goes, wait, what? And my question would be like, why are you listening to that?
I don't know. Maybe I died. He's just going back at the record.
So you're telling me a way to get more listeners is to kill you.
Well, I just found out JoJo has a life insurance policy, and the wheels started turning.
Oh, definitely ending it here now. I'm not cutting it out, though. Because if she dies, I have evidence right here. The police are going to be like, you have evidence? Yes. Oh, give it to us. Actually, you see, you need to get on our Patreon. And it was all a ploy to get one Patreon follower, the FBI.
Oh, goodness, I love it.
Are you ready to jump into the episode?
Sure.
All right.